Kim. Birchas Kriyas Shema, Hameir La'aretz. So we're holding right before Kedusha, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. A little bit before that, Bechulam points them as PM Bikdusha of Torah, referring to the Malachim. They open their mouths in praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Bikdusha of Torah, with Kedusha and Torah. What does that mean? Says the Avodah Zarah, they're Kaddish and they're Tahar, so their words are also Kaddish and Torah. What does that mean? What does it mean that their words, obviously, they're Kedusha and Torah, they don't have Tumah. There's no Tumah, the way that the Achrayim ask it, the Shlah, others, do they have Tumah Ziva? Do they have, like, what Tumah are we talking about here that they could have Kedusha? Only if you shy have to have Tumah, then they have Kedusha. It's not shy of Tumah. So the Shlach says, Taka, that Kedusha Vatar means that the Malachim, even the Malachim that drezich around Bnei Adam, and they're Nitma from being the Svivois of Bnei Adam, when it comes to the Teva themselves in Hardinur, the Teva themselves in the Merkadish themselves, the Matar themselves, before they give Shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam, which is this whole Kadesh, 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 the Gemara in Kulin, Tadi Aleph from the base, says that Yaakov Avinu had a fight with the Malach, and the Malach told him, I have to leave, I have to go say Shira. There are Malachim that drezich around Bnei Adam, and then they have to leave to go say Shira. Even beforehand, they're still Mekadosh and Matar themselves before saying Shira. Vishira uvizimra. Generally, Shira and Zimra is translated as Shira is bepeh and Zimra is bekli. But Malachim don't have kim, play nigina, instruments. Vishira is with your mouth, vizimra is with the nigun that they say. It's not just the words that they say, it's also the nigun of how they say it, how they sing it, the tune, that's the zimra. They are mevarach Hashem, that it should be the tzerabe, his shefa of bracha to the world. Umeshabeach Hashem, they praise him for his everything that he does, which sort of quiets down those people that complain against the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're meshabeach Hashem that everything that Hashem does is really al hatzad yisur tov. Umefarim, they exalt him, they praise him for the pe'er, something which is the tiferet, something which is lamayla min ateva. They thank him for the nisim also. Umaritim, harasa is like to revere, to idolize. They give up everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. They so revere the Ribbono Shel Olam, they so have covered for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that they're Moiser Nefesh of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umakdishim, umamlichim, they're Mekadosh Hashem. That means even though they're Kodesh Vitar, like we said, they still are not here, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in Kodesh Kelekeinu. There's no one that's, they're nowhere near the Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umamlichim, and their Mamlech, their Mekabel Omach Shamayim, really it goes together. For some reason we stop here, I'm not exactly sure why. However, in the middle of a sentence, Umamlichim Hashem Makel HaMelech HaGadol HaGibor V'Anur HaKadushu. They're Mamlech, they're Mekabel Omach Shamayim, in other words, they give the Malchus to Ribbono Shel Olam and say that Hashem is the Melech Malchei Melachim. I don't know what it means, I didn't find anybody that talks about it. Hashem HaKel, what does it mean, Hashem? It's HaKel HaMelech HaGadol, what's Hashem? Hashem HaKel, Hashem who's the Kel is the Balarachamim, is the Chazak, HaMelech HaGadol, HaGibor V'Anura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the words that, like we mentioned before, it says that the Malachim, Yachad Bekol Divrei Elikim Chaim HaMelech Olam, Divrei Elikim Chaim, they praise Hashem with the words of the Torah. They only say the same, the Shevach that they find in the Torah, HaMelech HaGadol, HaGibor V'Anura, which is what we Moshe Rabbeinu said, and therefore we're allowed to say it. And even though Amalek refers, he's the Melech Malchei Amlochim, HaGadol, Maaseh Bereishis, HaGibor, Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'Hanura is Matan Torah. Kodeshu is, even though we're saying HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Hanura, we're praising Ribbono Shel Olam, still he's much more Mufresh Umuvdol than we could ever possibly comprehend. And we're limited in the amount that we could praise Ribbono Shel Olam. However, that doesn't mean that there is a limit to his praise. He's Kodesh, he's much more Mufresh Umuvdol than we can ever imagine. Rav Volba points out something very interesting. He says whenever we come to the Halal of Hoidah of Klal Yisrael, it always starts the Dargis, L'Hoidah Yisrael L'Halal L'Shabeach L'Far. They also start M'Shabeach M'Far, but it's missing the first two, L'Hoidah Yisrael L'Halal. Hoidah, he says, is not Shaykh by Malachim. Malachim don't have that Nekudah of Hoidah. Why is that? Because Hoidah is, you're thanking Hashem for something that you've given him. The first person that was moedet to Ribono Shel Olam that was Leah, that she got more than she deserved, kilu. And that's when she was moedet to Ribono Shel Olam. The Indian of hoidah is only shayach by somebody who's makabel. A malach is not somebody who's makabel. A malach is a shlichus. And shlichus is to do the rotten of Ribono Shel Olam, to be beishira, whatever that shlichus is. But he's not a makabel. Only by mensch that is a makabel, there passes the lashon of hoidah. And that's why we always start in yishtabach, before yishtabach, on Shabbos. It's always lahoidus ulahalel, lahoidus ulahal Hashem Chal Gadol, we say, we're going to get on Hanukkah. Malachim, it always starts after the lahoidus ulahalel. It always starts after the hoidah. Everybody's makabel olmach hashemayim zemizeh, which means they're makabel rishus to be mamlech the ribono shel olam. In other words, they get rishus. They're nice to rishus from everybody, and they're nice rishus to the other malachim. Each malach gives rishus and gets rishus to be mamlech the ribono shel olam. And the mela, each one says to the other one, "You betzem should be mamlech the ribono shel olam before me." And the other one says back, "No, you should be mamlech before me." There's no kind of etachrus there, because interesting, the Eitzah Tefilas, the Siddur says that it's different than a human being. Human beings, they always wanna be the one. They should be the one to be. I want to be the one to be mahal the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't want anybody else to do it. I want to do the mitzvah. I want to give the nachas ruach to Ribono Shel Olam. By malachim, it's not that way. As long as Ribono Shel Olam gets the nachas ruach, then it doesn't make a difference who gave it. I also don't know where to draw the line over here, because the Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen says a similar thing when he gets a chesed. He says there's a story, somebody is supposed to have a guest over Friday night, and the father came back from Shul without the guest. Everybody in the family said, "Where's the guest?" He said, "Somebody else took him, somebody else copped him." Everybody else was sad. And the Baal Abayi says, "No, you don't have to be sad if you don't have the guest. The Indian is to give, to be memale his chesaron, to help him out, and whatever he's lacking. He's not lacking it, because somebody else filled the chesaron. It has to be me. It doesn't have to be me, but more than anybody else." What's that? In the Chanami, there's an Indian of getting the schar, but the highest darga is to do for the Ribono Shel Olam without getting schar. The Indian is that you're, for example, right? The grain, supposedly, one time with his esrig, they couldn't find an esrig, they sent his gabbayim to buy an esrig, finally found one esrig. And they asked to buy it, and the guy says, "No way, this is the only esrig around, I'm not selling it." He said, "It's for the grain." "It's for the grain? Okay, I'm willing. But the price is a steep one. I'm selling it only al Tanai that he gives me the schar and Olam Haba for this mitzvah." So he said, they didn't know what to do. It's only esrig. So they said, "Okay, fine." Because they come back to the grain, they told him he got the esrig. He was elated. They said, "But it's a little bit of a steep price." He said, "What's the price?" They told him, "You have to give me the schar of the mitzvah." He said that year he was more in the sameach with the esrig than any other year. Because it was totally lishma. The mitzvah is totally lishma. I'm doing it not to get schar. Even if your das is to get schar, right? That the highest argument is you got one of the shamash and rav shleiman as the kabbal prat. That even though we're certainly getting it, and that's why we're here. But the highest argument is that should be totally lishma without any other. Memela. There is an interesting Shari Tshuva in Chilek Hay of Hilchos Pesach that brings down that by Boaz said to Pliny Almighty, he said to Pliny Almighty, "Here is Rus HaMoyaviyah. Are you going to be Goyal her or not?" Why did he say Rus HaMoyaviyah? Why was he Madgish that? So the Shari Tshuva brings down that he brings down that he was trying to dissuade Pliny Almighty from taking the mitzvah. Why? When he said Moav Yoh, there's a big shiloh. Were women from Moav included in the ban of the Torah not to marry? So Doeg Yadami Betim said, generations later, Doeg said, "Who says that David HaMelech is the kosher b'chlal? He came from Rus HaMoav Yoh." So they said, "No, Hamoini v'lei Moav Yoh, Moav Yoh v'lei Moav Yoh." But it wasn't Pasha Bechlal. Memela, he tried to be Madgish and emphasize Rus HaMoaviyah to try to get him to say no, so he should be up to Chav the Mitzvah. And he says the Shari Tshuva, that we find this when he gets to Yaakov Avinu also, try to Chav the Brachas. He says, even though The Be'inin of Chayecha Koidim, he says, it's certainly going to get to the certainly get to Ruchnius. And you should try to cop the bracha. You should try to get cop the. There may be something which is not taken away from somebody else. I'm not sure. What's the difference? If the Inyan of Kavod HaShemayim is coming out, who cares? HaShemayim says no. There is an Inyan for you to be the one to do it. Not maybe like HaShemayim in this chat. But Malachim, it doesn't make a difference who gives to what. And everybody's Makabar Rishus. And Mamela, Lahakish Nirita Menachas Ruach, everybody together. Menachas Ruach means that there's no Kin of Matachas. It's not you before me, it's not me before you. It's everybody together. Where Makadash Rebani Shalem is the stuff of Rura. It was in a rush. And now that's what Mepharshim saying. That's not like Bnei Adam. Bnei Adam, they swallow a bunch of words because, like one person told me, he says after Shabbos, okay, it's a Balfili, he says that he doesn't have to eat breakfast because he swallows so many words during Shabbos. When you're in a rush, when you're, it's not the stuff of Rura, it's not in Ubini Ima, it's that pleasantness. Kedusha Kulam Kecharainim, Va'imim Briyira. It's really a picture. They're all kulam ke'echad, all the malachim together, unison. They say there's no kinevatachris. But mainly, it all comes out together. They're all mahalim, and they're all mishabech. So we're going to share them. And we'll leave that, Bezor Hashem, for a different time.